Team Ontario, represented by Glenn Howard and his team from the Penetanguishene Curling Club, fell to 0-2 on Saturday at the 2022 Tim Hortons Briar, which opened this weekend in Lethbridge, Alta. The Howard Rink, which includes 3rd Scott Howard, 2nd David Mathers, and lead Tim March, dropped a narrow 7-6 decision to Matt Dunstone of the Highland Curling Club in Regina, Sask. Saturday night in the third draw of the 10-day event. Dunstone is one of 3 wild card entries in the 18-team field. After Howard opened the scoring with a single in the second end with the hammer, the teams proceeded to trade leads in the following 3 ends. Dunstone scored a pair in the third end to go up 2-1 only to see Howard retake the lead in the fourth end with a pair of his own. Dunstone would take a 6-3 lead after scoring a pair in the fifth and stealing 2 more in the sixth. The lead wasn't safe though as Howard scored a pair in the seventh end to pull to within 1 and tied the game with a steal of 1 more in the eighth end. To maintain the hammer heading into the tenth, Dunstone blanked the ninth end before picking up a single and the victory in the final end. The Howard Rink returns to action on Sunday afternoon in the Lone Pool A draw of the day. Howard will face Alberta's Kevin Koa at 3:30 p.m. Midland time. Koa enters the game at 2-0 after wins over Saskatchewan's Colton Flash and Newfoundland and Labrador's Nathan Young. The 18-team field is divided into 2 pools of 9 teams each. After 7 days of round-robin action, the top 3 teams in each pool advance in an expanded playoff format. The second and third place teams in each pool will meet in a page playoff qualifier with the winners of those games facing the top-seeded teams from each pool. The page playoff games are set for March 12 with semi-final and final action set for the following day.